Who are the mightiest women in the world, aside from Amy and myself, of course? Forbes magazine will release its list of the world's most 100 powerful women later today. So we thought we would check in with three totally accomplished women for their take on how they define power. Our own list includes Anna Deavere Smith, Tony Award-winning actress and playwright. She is currently an artist in residence at the Center for American Progress. We've also got Faye Waddleton, former national president of Planned Parenthood. She is currently president of the Center for the Advancement of Women. And last, but certainly not least, Carol Jenkins, president of the Women's Media Center. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are women. Hear us roar.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Thanks so much. All right. First of all, we're going to go around and we're going to start, Anna, with you and then Faye and then Carol. Definition, what does it mean to be a powerful woman? Anna?
Well, I just have to correct one thing. I regrettably have not won a Tony Award. I am a...
You should have, Anna.
Well, I was nominated for two, so I guess that takes away some of my power right there.
Well, I, for one, have just voted for you, and even though I'm not eligible to, there you are.
Okay, that's good. Well, I think power is influence is what it is. So then we could find it in many, many realms, or we think of the power of the sun, right? That it is there all the time, and look what it does, all the many things it does. So I think you could find power in a community. We tend to think of it for these lists as people who have more traditional power for the most part, you know, run companies, make wars, stuff like that.
Okay, Faye, by the way, hi, Faye.
Good morning. thank you for having us.
Okay, Faye, what's power?
Well, I would agree with Anna, and it's the interesting part of these lists that seem to be ubiquitous or perennial is that they tend to focus on women who have achieved a level of influence and stature in realms that have been traditionally the dominance of men. And if they make the breakthrough and are able to sit in those positions, the perception is that they are more powerful than perhaps some of women who may have even broader influence over creating change and being able to persuade others to a viewpoint that may hopefully improve the standard of living for all people. So we define power within our culture, I think, along the lines of whether women have achieved parity in the realms of institutions that have been long dominated by men, and I think that's something we need to change.
Which they, of course, have set up. Faye Waddleton, former national president of Planned Parenthood and currently president of the Center for the Advancement of Women. Carol Jenkins, president of the Women's Media Center. What's powerful?
Well, what's funny is that often the word influential is used when they talk about women. You know, there were lists of powerful men and influential women. That's, in fact, in radio, that's the way they divide it, because women have so few really truly powerful positions. So I think that when we talk about this, we really have to examine the use of the terminology. I was fascinated by one of the women who was on the Forbes Most Powerful Media list, and it's number 26, and it's Heather Armstrong, who is a blogger, Deuce, who talks about her postpartum depression, raising her babies, the dog, you know, who is, you know, needs a little bit controlling. So I think that this, I think we're beginning to crack through. Here's a woman.
No pun intended here. It's a broader definition of what power is.
Absolutely. All of that's changing, and certainly because the media is changing, and I think the way we communicate is changing.
And could I just insert, the media is changing in part because of Carol Jenkins, who, when she was a reporter on the street here in New York, kicked a lot of glass doors in, as we all desperately tried to do.
Yeah, I was right behind you, Lynn.
There you go. We tried. We did it, you know? We did it.
This is Amy Holmes here, ladies. So you were talking about a blogger who was on the list last year. Let's make some predictions about who you think could be on the list this year. What about Sarah Palin? Carol?
Sure. I think that, you know, she's demonstrating, again, from her blog, again, the way we communicate, that she's got power. All she has to do is write something, and we take notice completely. We're enraged, we're sympathetic, or we're whatever, but no one is ignoring Sarah Palin, so I think that she would be on that list.
Well, but the point is that whether we like her or not, there are a number of people to whom she speaks and has a tremendous influence.
Faye, who would you put on the list?
Well, I think that it's very interesting, Lynn, that I compared in preparation for our conversation this morning. I looked at the 2008 list, and the number of women that probably will not appear on the list, but certainly Michelle Obama will be on the list. I believe that there will be a number of corporate leaders that were on last year's list, but also there will be a number of women who are not at the top of the. There has been, in fact, a reduction in the number of women at the corporate leadership level. So we are likely to see a shift in that. And I would imagine that there will be greater numbers of women from popular culture and from the communications realm that are perceived as being more powerful than maybe some who have been at the top of corporations.
And just before we continue, I just want to remind you that we want to know who you think should be on the list. And you could call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Amy?
So you bring up a very interesting point, Faye, about women in the media. Anna, I want to ask you, how does celebrity play into this notion of power? So often with these lists, we see people who are, you know, actresses in the media's eye. What do you think?
Oh, well, I mean, I think celebrity is, of course, a form of influence because it speaks to people in a very discreet way. I mean, people mirror celebrities. They project onto celebrities. They see something in celebrities and say sports stars that they think they are or wish they are or wish they were not. And so I think celebrity plays a huge role. And, you know, when you talk about Sarah Palin, of course, a person who had people crowded around television sets in hotels the way a football game was is Tina Fey. I'm sure she'd be. Is she on the list?
Well, the list will not get released until later today, but we wanted to do this as a kind of preview. Okay, very, very quick yes or no answer. Anna Deavere Smith, should there be a list of the 100 most powerful women?
Sure. I mean, I guess it serves a purpose to...
Okay, okay. Sorry. Faye, what do you think? Yes or no?
Yes, but viewed with skepticism because it's really more a list about celebrity and women in positions that traditionally have been held by men.
Carol Jenkins?
And I say yes because often we never know what women are doing because mainstream media doesn't tell us.
Excellent. Well, three of the most powerful women we know, Anna Deavere Smith, who should be a Tony Award-winning actress and playwright, Faye Waddleton, former national president of Planned Parenthood, now president of the Center for the Advancement of Women, Carol Jenkins, president of the Women's Media Center. Thanks to all of you. It's going to be interesting when that list comes out.
Lynn, we've been talking about Forbes magazine's list of powerful women, and we want to ask you, the listener, who do you think belongs on that list? Please give us a call. We're at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email at mytake@thetakeaway.org. And you know what? I think it's great to have a list. Why not get extra attention?
Yeah, but wouldn't we like to be at the point where we don't need a separate list?
Yeah, I can see that point. But when Forbes does its 100 list of most powerful, they don't have just
morning
men.
News radio co-hosts.
Right. Yes. Here we are. Flexing our muscles. We've been also talking about healthcare, how the elderly have become a major voice. If you missed anything, we're always here at The Takeaway on our podcast. I'm Amy Holmes.
I'm Lynn Scherer. This is The Takeaway.